Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. The early settlers of Wairika quickly learned to fear fire and its catastrophic effects. Their first experience was when a fire in 1852, only a year after the town's initial founding, destroyed most of the business section of town. The Churchill and Parker store was totally destroyed and replaced by a stone structure. 2 years later, fire again burned down a large part of town. It began so small it could have been covered by a hat. Within half an hour, it was out of control with no facilities available to fight it. It moved quickly, catching unprepared owners by surprise. Everyone did what they could to save their structures, but while buckets were plentiful, water was not. The city did not have street cisterns or a waterworks. The fire raged along Minor Street from its start to Oregon Street, destroying everything except for a stone and brick building. It took only a few months for businessmen to rebuild, this time with bricks. By the summer of 1856, the city had a hook and ladder company. The city incorporated the following year and organized a regular fire department. Today's episode of As It was written by Gail Fiorini Jenner, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.